Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The ambient sound. Baby,
there's no ambient sound in
yes,
here.
Yes, there is. You want an M&M, by the way?
No, I do not.
Yeah, you do.
No, I do not. Now I'm getting pissed.
Why? Because I offered you M&Ms?
No, because I come in here.
You can't have
I come
M&Ms.
In here.
Good, I'll take it for myself.
I come in here. I'm giving and I'm giving and I'm giving.
You, what did you get?
And you would think I could get a damn set of headphones at work.
What have you given? Your time?
My time. And a special guest this morning.
You're bringing a special guest in.
I'm finally going to stop with all the crap you give me about I never bring anything
to
the table.
You've yet to produce a single guest on the show.
Don't you worry. Our listeners today will know I can bring a big guest, and I mean big.
A big guest.
A big guest.
Well, it's having one of three people.
Okay.
It's either Tony Romo, Jerry Jones, or President Trump. Which one did you bring in?
No, that's not that.
Or Bruce Springsteen.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
That'd be awesome.
Trumpy McTrumpface.
Those would be some good guests.
Trumpy McTrumpface.
You know, your boy Bon Jovi just canceled his
I know.
Concert this weekend.
I was just talking to him yesterday.
He's
very disappointed.
Is he coming on today?
No, he's sick.
Come on.
He's sick. He's got bronchitis, and it's made him lose his voice.
They put it back to the April 15th. He's supposed to perform at the Garden this weekend. What's going on with that?
I know. I have my tickets for Saturday night. I was ready to go.
Oh, yeah, it's weak.
What do you mean it's weak?
Well, he canceled the concert.
He's a singer. He can't talk.
You know what would be weaker?
I can't talk for 3 months. I show up every day.
We know.
Right?
But people aren't expecting you to be in tune.
Why is Bon Jovi calling you if he's got bronchitis? Shouldn't he not talk to anybody?
I called him.
To see how he was doing?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice of you?
Because he texted me and told me I'm canceling the shows because I'm sick.
Nice. Oh, there you go.
So we're friends, so I called him. Are you doing okay?
Why don't you call Bruce and have Bruce fill in for him? I'll tell you, you don't have Bruce's number.
By the way, I don't have Bruce's number, A and B.
Which is obnoxious.
By the way, that's a very sensitive thing.
Well, him and Bruce, they don't like each other, right?
No, they like each other a great deal. But, like, you know, if you're with John, you don't talk about Bruce.
Is that right?
Yeah, why would you?
Have they ever played together?
Yeah, they played together at the Hurricane Sandy concert.
Same stage, or like he played, then later in the day
he played? No, they played on the same stage together.
Same stage.
They sang Who Says You Can't Go Home together.
I think that they should do a show together. An entire show together.
Bruce doesn't do that.
He should.
He doesn't.
Why not? Like, at this point, it's enough. We know who you are. 5-hour concerts, every blah, blah,
we
blah.
We know who you are.
Well, I mean,
and people are still killing to go.
Wouldn't it be great to do something different? Like, if you had.
And everybody loves the long shows except for friggin' Al Dukes.
Right, but, like, I think. You ever see, the Grammys or Rock and Roll Hall of Fame concerts.
Sure. Oh, sure. With
if you put together 3-4 like crazy big names, had a great, you know, the bands could somehow work out playing together.
Right. Yeah.
That would be a great show. Like a one night only,
You know how expensive those tickets would be?
Yeah, but
to pay for all those people?
They'd buy it.
Really?
If you did a weekend festival at MetLife Stadium.
Right.
So Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. So a 3-day festival,
right?
And brought
the Woodstock of the Meadowlands.
You don't think you'd
yeah, but you want the
that?
Bands to mix and play together.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, well, bit. They're not going to hang around all
who'd
day and night.
Bruce, yeah, Bon Jovi.
See, I want to hear Bruce do Bruce songs. I don't want to hear Bon Jovi singing "Born to Run."
No. How do you know?
Because that's the sound you want.
You bring Fetty Wap.
Be inventive. Bring Coldplay in there.
Why would that be inventive?
Because, you know, they have a little of the British influence. You don't want just
what's
Americans.
What's inventive about having a band sing their own songs, Chris?
I don't know, Craig, but people make tens of millions of dollars doing it.
What I'm saying is it's not inventive.
Sure
if
it is.
You had Coldplay singing.
You don't know what Coldplay's going to do. You don't know what their
clocks.
Show. You know. The only damn Coldplay song you know.
You ain't lying about that. Jerry Recco's here.
Oh, I love it. It's Jerry Recco time.
Jerry's got an
New
update.
Jersey's own. Jerry Recco, the voice of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Talk about it.
That's right. We're brought to you by AmTrust Title, led by industry veteran Steve Napolitano. AmTrust Title, you're on solid ground. Then we're brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's 24/7 monitoring of your peace of mind. Visit ADT.com. Mets and Braves indeed played last night. The rain cleared out, turned out to be a beautiful evening at Citi Field, and the Met fans that did show up to the stadium enjoyed it.
Darno drives one to the gap in left center field. That's down for a base hit. It'll go to the wall.
Walker's in with the tying run. Bruce is right behind him, and he will score. It's a two-run double for Travis d'Arnaud, and the Mets take a 2-1 lead.
And that's Gary Cohen on SNY. They would tack on, wind up beating the Braves 6-2. Matt Kemp, a couple of home runs for Atlanta off of Matt Harvey, but that was it. Harvey was terrific. 6 2/3. He gave up the 2 home runs, 3 hits, 4 strikeouts. He didn't walk anybody. Had good command. Terry Collins says he stayed the course.
Well, he followed the plan that we talked about before the game.
Of course, no one saw it since the building was empty.
Well, so was Washington yesterday. The weather sucked.
It's April.
There was nobody in Washington for the Nationals and Marlins.
Do you know I have a friend? Do you have a friend who's a lifelong Mets fan who refuses to go to any games until after June 1st?
Because of the temperature?
Because the cold.
Because the weather. He's just like, listen, that's not real baseball. Real baseball starts on June 1st.
Oh, that's silly.
And that's
well,
and he will not go to a game before June 1st.
Team's got World Series aspirations and no one's there.
Not last night. Last night was a horrendous day.
It was a beautiful night.
It turned out to be a gorgeous night.
Yeah.
But if you were at, I was contemplating, because I saw the forecast, going last night. But I'm looking out the window, and it looked like a monsoon.
Yeah, it was. It was for
a while. Why would you drive and then what? Sit around and wait?
No, I'm just saying. It's back-to-back nights where the New York Mets can't draw a crowd.
Well, I can't argue with that, but it's not about tickets sold last night. Last night it was about the weather. Yeah. Here was Collins. What about all those doubts with Harvey from March?
You know, obviously, you know, you can't get caught up in what you see, especially in the beginning of spring training, because there's so many things that go on, you know, throughout the spring.
He was
upwards. The other weird thing for the Mets is that, yeah, the building seats 42,000 people.
44.
42,000 people for seats. If you want to add SRO and stuff, you want to make it 44, it's fine.
Yeah, I do.
That makes my argument better.
Okay, here you go.
So 44,000 people can fit inside Citi Field.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, the announced ticket sold is 23,000.
Sure.
That means a team that's got legitimate World Series aspirations. They're one of the top three National League teams by far on paper to make a run to the World Series. Did a lousy job selling season
tickets.
Kids
aren't out of school.
People aren't buying into it.
That's not true.
That's
one of the dumber things you've said.
You know that's not true.
No.
You know that's not true.
People don't want to give the Wilpons their money. That's what's going on.
Nobody cares. Do you think anybody honestly cares about the Wilpons? No, they don't.
I don't. For a fact that there's people that care.
Except for you. Can I ask you something? You said the paid attendance for the Met game was 23,000 people, correct?
That's correct. That means 20,000.
What are the aspirations for the Washington Nationals?
Same.
They had a paid attendance of 19,000 yesterday.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
So people must hate the National owners.
People hate the learners. It's like when I tell my children.
No, Johnny did. No,
I care what you did.
You're wrong, dude.
There are direct competitors.
Exactly.
How many people live in the New York metro area?
How many people live in the Washington, D.C. metro area?
Less.
Oh, not many
stop.
Less.
Come on.
Yes,
you count Virginia and Maryland. Not many
fair.
Less.
That's a good comparison. That's your division rival, the team that won the division last year.
Yeah.
They're coming back strong, and people expect them in the World Series. And the Mets are playing the lousy Braves.
The Braves are
The Marlins are a better draw than the Marlins are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
The Braves are a better draw, yes.
No way. Absolutely not.
No.
The Marlins are a better team.
The Marlins are much better.
Time out.
With Yelich and Ozuna.
Time out for 1 second.
That's not fair. Okay. Don't be a Yankee bitch.
For the New York Mets.
By the way, you have no timeouts left.
For the New York Mets, the Atlanta Braves, for fan base, is a bigger draw. Not up for debate.
What's
Fenway
that?
Fenway sells out.
Fenway's different.
They got no problem selling out Fenway.
Fenway is different. You keep going to Fenway. It's different.
It's a tourist stop, Fenway.
Mets fans that love the Mets hate the Wilpons.
You're wrong about this.
And they do not want to give them any money. I'm not going to sit here
and let you beat up on my friend Fred Wilpon. So cut the crap.
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
What about Jeff Wilpon? Can I beat up on him?
No, you can't beat up on Jeff either.
I think I can.
No, he's Fred's son. You can't.
25,000 empty seats. Well, you're well.
How do you do the freaking math?
This team's already captured New York. Because I brace this on Chris Christie going, New York Mets, team of record in New York.
They are.
Half the building's empty.
We'll see what happens when the Yankees get to Yankee Stadium.
And they play the Twins on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, we'll see. And it's raining.
35,000 people.
They won't get 35,000 anymore on a Saturday afternoon in 80 degree sunshine.
And we did this last year. You knew that.
It's a travesty.
Let me tell you something. You are just an enormous pain in the ass.
No,
That's what you are.
No, you're not keeping it real. It's not fair.
You have the biggest expectations you've had in 30 years for this team.
That's not
and
true.
You're playing a hated rival.
That's not true.
And you got the Dark Knight on the mound and 25,000 seats.
Tom Seaver could have come back last night. It was a monsoon yesterday. The kids are still in school. It's 48 degrees at first pitch. Yeah. There's a lot of reasons why you don't go to that game.
Maybe if Seaver came back, there might be a few more people.
Well, that's possible.
Because that would have been something.
I suppose that would be possible.
That would have been something. Can we let Jerry go on? Please.
Mets Marlins tonight. Zach Wheeler opposes Wee-Yin Chen. Yankees will be in Baltimore. We'll have that on the fan. Severino and Ubaldo Jimenez will make the start. Now, this must kill you, Craig,
because
Yankees top pitching prospect James Kaprielian placed on the minor league DL with right elbow pain. He had troubles last year. And he's going to undergo an MRI and a dye contrast MRI.
Who's this?
James Kaprielian. He's their top pitching prospect. Their number one Yankees.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Gary Sanchez.
I hope he's okay.
Gary Sanchez doesn't pitch.
If he wants to, he
could. Of course he could. No, according to Craig, Gary Sanchez could do anything.
So if you wanted to pitch, he'd
including,
pitch.
Including like settling Middle East peace.
Oh, God. Well,
I mean, good God.
The guy
had 3 good months.
Huh?
Can we all take a deep friggin' breath?
Is it not
breath?
True that President Trump called Gary Sanchez and said, should I push the button or not?
I don't believe that happened.
You don't think it happened?
I don't.
Well, but you don't know.
I don't.
You weren't there.
I don't think it happened.
Could have.
So I'm telling you.
Might have.
Yeah, and if you're nice later, I'll tell you about what I was talking to your guy, your hero, about at the White House last week.
Is that right?
Yeah. The great Mariano.
Oh, yeah. That's on my list of things to bust your balls about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
All of a sudden, when you're the White House, Mariano Rivera is the greatest closer of all time.
He's always been the greatest closer of all time.
Who
I hate him.
That?
I hate him, but he is the greatest closer of all time. All I did was talk to him about the Mets.
Marlins beat the Nationals 4-3-10. Justin Bour, the go-ahead RBI double. Cubs-Cardinals yesterday in St. Louis. So this is kind of weird. So Chicago is trailing in the game. I think it's the 7th inning.
You betcha.
And here's what happens.
I saw this.
Brett Cecil facing Matt Caesar with 2 strikes.
And he strikes out Caesar. Molina trying to find the ball. And it's connected to his chest protector. I have never seen that.
How about that?
So he couldn't find it because it literally, you'll see here on CBS Sports Network, it looks like it's Velcroed to the chest protector.
I love him like walking around in circles looking for the ball.
So instead of having, you know, one out, nobody on, you get a guy on first, then you get a walk. And then that call, by the way, was Fox Sports Midwest. And here is Comcast Sports Chicago as your boy Kyle Schwarber puts Chicago ahead, an exit velocity of 112 miles an hour.
Kyle Schwarber just hit one a ton. 3-run homer. Cubs lead 5-4.
Had a launch angle of 29 degrees.
That was tremendous.
MLB.com had that video. And they wound up winning to the Cubs 6-4 based on the Schwarber 3-run homer. Also of note yesterday, the Dodgers easy over the Padres 10-2. Yasiel Puig hit a ball about as far as a human being can hit one. He hit 2 home runs on the day. Also, Blue Jays beat the Rays 5-2. Kendrys Morales with a grand slam. And the Long Island kid, Marcus Stroman, wound up going 6 1/3
Stroman.
For the win. Stroman.
He's got the shield with him at all times.
And then you had this. That is the sound, as you guys pointed out before, one Tim Tebow hitting a minor league home run. Unfortunately for Tebow, he had no idea the ball went out, and he stopped at second base.
Well, to be fair, the ball hit off the wall.
Correct. That's what I thought.
He got played by the outfielder.
And then it's more fun just to say he stopped at second base.
Yes, but Tim Tebow's first at-bat for Columbia is a home run.
The
That's
opposite
what Tim
way.
Tebow does.
Oppo.
Which is why, again, today I decided to wear the Columbia Fire Flyers shirt.
Nice.
In honor of my main man, Tim Tebow, who's the Mets prospect they've had since Darryl Strawberry.
Come on, stop.
Well, that's a bit much.
How about your man, Matt Harvey?
Matt Harvey.
Are you talking down your man, Matt Harvey?
I've not talked to him since the season started. I have not. I was disappointed he was smoking cigarettes with Adriana Lima. But then you take stock
here's
of the
bottom
fact
line.
That it's Adriana Lima.
If Adriana Lima asks you to smoke a cigarette,
I'd probably smoke a cigarette.
You're smoking. You?
Yeah.
Please.
Buy a pack.
Are you kidding?
I'd light the whole thing up.
Shane, you'd light the whole thing up at once.
Hey, Craig will smoke Camel non-filters.
Yeah.
Shane smoke them.
I got to tell you, Adriana, I never thought I'd enjoy smoking so much. This is fantastic. Me and you just smoking together. When do we take our clothes off?
Can I speak for a moment on behalf of people who watch this show every day?
Of course.
Why can't you guys get the commercials synced up? Like, why do we have to go away from Jerry when Jerry goes to his update? We got to hear that stupid music.
Well, that's CBS TV's choice.
Well, I'm advocating against that.
I told them day one when we had our big launch party. I said, "Why do you do that? It's stupid.
It's stupid.
What is it?
Because
is.
Jerry's
Agreed.
Talking about sponsors.
Correct. And God forbid, exactly.
But by the way, isn't FAN a part of CBS?
No.
Only for a few more months.
But still, all this time,
right?
It's been going
all, exactly.
I miss good Jerry Recco time.
Indeed.
With that stupid guitar music that gets played, and they put that banner up, and I will tell you what happens.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
People. Turn the friggin' TV off.
Well, so that's not
what happens
good.
When we start the update? This happens.
What happens is, let's say Jerry said, but when Jerry gets to the point where he's going to talk about who his update is brought to you by, they cut Jerry off.
Yes.
They put a panel up. There's this stupid guitar music,
really?
And they go, "Oh, you know, the Mets win, you know, 6-2. This happens, that happens." And I miss Recco. I'm missing Recco time.
And also, there's oftentimes when it stops and starts, and he's got to go back to it, so they have no idea what's going on.
They don't. And it's if you watch the show, which I'll
choppy.
It's very choppy, and I miss Jerry Recco.
And by the way, it's not our boys Andrew and Steven, not their fault. That comes from above.
And you know, I think we got to have a talk with people.
I have
Craig.
No idea what you guys are talking about.
Well, you wait till next update and watch the screen.
Okay, I will.
All
do
right,
that.
And when Jerry starts, his stupid thing comes up, and it looks like, quite frankly, it looks like something Al Dukes would have designed.
Right, minor league.
Yeah, totally Fugazi.
I think it looks professional.
which just proved to me that he did design it.
Maybe
totally
Fugazi. Maybe on it. They went to Al and said, "How do you want it to look?" And he told them.
But
right?
I'm advocating for more Recco time.
So
on
is Jerry,
TV.
By the way.
I got to get that clip. I like that. Thank
so
you very
is Jerry.
Much.
On TV. It's the only one who's more of them, more of them, more of them. We gave him a pregame show. We gave him a podcast. We gave him a postgame show.
He's the voice of
Some
Rutgers
point,
basketball. He's the voice
enough.
Of Columbia football.
By the way, last night the Cubs played the Cardinals in St. Louis. There were 44,000 people there.
Great.
How is the weather in St. Louis?
Gorgeous. By the way, it's the Here Cubs it and the
gorgeous.
Cardinals.
And it's Cubs-Cardinals.
It's Cubs-Cardinals. It's like Yankee
I mean,
Mets.
You guys don't have an excuse for
that. No, that's Yankees-Mets.
And that wasn't Mets-Nationals last night.
Yeah.
Don't Jerry. Be a Yankee bitch.
It's not being, it's being
That's
real.
Really good. Who said that, by the way, Eddie?
That is Jerry.
That's me.
He's accusing me of being a Yankee bitch.
You are a Yankee bitch.
I'm not a Yankee bitch.
I wasn't accusing you.
You are. Seriously. How much time do you spend kissing the Steinbrenner
None.
Rear end?
None.
You do.
I've never even met the Steinbrenners.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, 23,000 against a crappy Brave team on a
really?
Thursday
a
night
rival.
In April with the kids still in school. Not bad.
Not bad.
Way, let me just say this about that.
Not bad.
Go ahead.
And
be careful,
you've
though.
You've done nothing wrong, said nothing wrong. This is not an attack on Jerry. That's got to be clear.
Here it comes. Brace yourself, Jerry.
I'm so sick and tired of the argument being, kids have school tomorrow. It's a school night. That's such a weak argument for why people aren't in the ballpark. People go to baseball games regardless of kids having school, unless you want to believe that the only 2 days of the week kids are ever in the ballpark are Fridays and
what
Saturdays.
What about in the summer when they have no school all summer?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it's well,
and
all summer.
If I'm going
then the excuse is, well, it's a Tuesday.
No.
If I'm going to spend my money, and it's a lot of money now to go to a game, I'm going to do it more so. And we'll go. I thought about going last night.
Sure.
But I will go more in the summer than I would in the spring. That's just a fact.
The weather's better.
Plus, for me, it takes forever to get home.
Well, I know. That's why they need a baseball team in New Jersey. I've been saying it forever. That's what they need. I will give you this. I will say this. Detroit played the Chicago White Sox last night in Chicago.
Okay.
All right? The Cubs weren't home, so the White Sox had Chicago.
Right.
It was 48 degrees when the game started.
Right.
The game took 3.5 hours to play. Shields was pitching for Chicago.
Big game
against
games.
Matthew Boyd, right?
Yeah. Huh?
How many people were in attendance at the Tiger White Sox game last night?
25,000.
I would say 25,000.
25,000.
Yeah,
you're
I would
both
say
gonna
so.
Say 25,000.
Yeah. Yep.
Lower, Bob.
19.
19,000. Jerry, where are you?
Well, since you said lower, Bob, I'll go 15.
Lower, Bob.
Wow. 12? I mean, the Rays do 12,000.
12,000, is that your final?
It can't
I'll
be lower than 9,500. That.
9,500.
9,500. There were 10,000 people at the stadium last night.
I guess Chicago fans aren't excited about the signing of Mike Pelfrey yesterday.
So apparently
let's,
not.
So let's go Mets.
That's the direction you're
so
going.
So let's
in.
Go Mets. That's the direction but we're going.
How did he turn that on?
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
877-333.
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
6666.
More Recco time. We're the CBS executives. Call in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.